Liverpool City Talk 105.9.
Hey, it certainly is at 5:26 on drive time on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Very serene out there looking over the Mersey. What a great sight it is and what a great city we have. And many people from outside this city, weren't originally from Liverpool, but from far and beyond, have had a great effect on us down through the years. Names as long as your arm, to be honest with you. But the question is, if you could nominate your favourite personality from outside of Liverpool, who's had such a great positive effect on the city, and they could be made an honorary Scouser, who would it be? Well, listen up here, because people of Liverpool, North Wales and beyond the North West, you can now officially nominate your favourite honorary Scouser. Hmm? And it includes anybody who may not be with us, sadly, today, or people currently working within the city or having a positive effect on the city that are still doing the business for us. And the person who's at the centre of this brand new award is our very own Lord Mayor, Steve Rotherham, who's on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Steve.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What a cracking idea. How did it come about?
It actually came about through a conversation that I had with a lady. She was from Scotland,
right.
She still had her accent. She hadn't lost much of it. And
right.
She'd been here for about 40 years. But she just continually talked Liverpool up. And I just said, messing round, tongue-in-cheek, well, of course, you're an honorary Scouser. And she said, well, you're the Lord Mayor. Well, can you sign something to say that? and that's how it came about. And I said, of course, yeah. So a little bit of a banter with her. And then when I mentioned it to other people, they said, oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind that. And it just grew and grew.
And there's so many people that have had a positive effect on this city who are not from around here. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Throw a few names at us, Steve.
Well, I mean, the normal ones that people bandy around are the footballers, of course, who have not only did well for the football clubs, but stayed loyal to Liverpool. And so, you know, I'm sure that your listeners will be able to pick out Liverpool and Everton ex-footballers who have done great things for the city, you know, Kenny Dalglish and Graeme Sharp, for instance.
Yeah, Bill Shankly, the great Shanks.
Shanks, yeah, Jan Mulvey, who's more Scouts than half of us.
He's got a great accent, hasn't he?
Yeah, but there are lots and lots, and it's not just football. I mean, we don't want it to become a football thing.
Okay.
It's all the different genres and different aspects of the arts and culture. I mean, you can go through a whole list, I'm sure.
Yeah, with all areas of society, not only sports, but media, industry as well. It's a long, long list. And I suppose in the climate at the moment, and God bless his soul, he only passed away a week ago, but our very own Phil Easton would certainly come into that category, wouldn't he?
Well, as you know, I was great friends with Mr. Easton, and God rest his soul. Wonderful man, and yeah, you know, right up there.
We're talking to the Lord Mayor, one and only Steve Rotherham, about a new nomination, a new award to become an honorary Scouser. Tell us, Steve, how can we nominate somebody?
Oh, what I'm going to try and do is to make it, you know, quite easy for anybody who wants to just throw somebody into the pot. So basically, you can either write to the town hall, you know, if somebody just wants to write in. There'll be an email address so they can get hold of either myself through mine, which is Stephen.Rotherham at Liverpool.gov.uk. Or they can write into, you know, yourselves, or I'm sure you'll forward on anything, or to one of the local newspapers.
Okay, then that's great stuff. And when's the first award going to be handed out? Do you know?
What I'm trying to do, I mean, since this, it's one of those things where you think, oh, this is very simplistic, and all you'll do is we'll give a little bit of a certificate out.
But oh, nice one.
People are getting really into this, and I'm hoping now to see whether at the town hall we can have a formal handover of the certificates. So I think what we're going to do is the 50 people that we choose,
right,
we're going to invite them and a guest to Liverpool Town Hall.
Fantastic.
To the chamber, and then we'll have a ceremony where we'll hand these over to them.
Fantastic. Listen, Steve, it's a great idea. We'll talk to you this further on the line, no doubt. That's Steve Rotherham, who is, of course, our erstwhile Mayor of Liverpool. Fantastic. And there's actually two people within 10 yards of me. I think they probably be put up for it. One is Toby Gillis, who's a posh Watford boy. Well, he can forget that Toby straight away. And the other one is Gary Quinn, my producer. He's got a long way to go, hasn't he? A awful long way to go. It's 5:31. This is Drive Time on City Talk 105.9. I think we better get on to the news and sport, hadn't we?